Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you for all for tuning in right now. You are now tuning in to High Praise Cathedral live right here with Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton, located here in Inkster, Michigan. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for his many, many blessings. This is Evangelist Tanya Johnson, better known as Angel of Melody and Angel on Deck. And we thank God we are here live right now. Live here, broadcasting live from the radio here at the church. And I'm telling you, I am just so grateful of what God is doing and how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, I am just so excited about what God is doing and how he's moving all over the world. We want to give a shout out right now to all of Africa on today. We want to say God bless you. Also, we want to say God bless to all of those that are not only in Africa, but here in the USA. We want to say God bless you right now. Those of you that are in Italy, those that are in the UK, those that are in Malaysia, those that are in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, wherever you may be tuned in Australia, in Switzerland, in Germany, all of Jamaica, everywhere around the world, we just want to say God bless you on today. We thank God for your life. And as I stated before, we are live here at High Praise Cathedral right here in Inkster, Michigan, with your pastors, Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Right now, they're about to take offering and everything. But before we go out there into the sanctuary, I want to try to play a little song while they're doing the offering. We want to catch the prayer, the international prayer, by our very own Prophetess Tony Warren. And then right after that, you will hear more singing from the choir. And then you will hear no other than Bishop Clarence Hatton bringing you the word of God. So right now we're waiting to go out after they do the offering. So before we go out there, we're going to bring you Philip George in a piano selection. And we'll be back in a moment.
I want to do a little something with my project director tonight. He's a good friend of mine. His name is Philip George. He wasn't feeling well this morning. I think he said that to you earlier. But somehow God quickened his mortal body and is here tonight. Do we have any worshipers in here? All right, let's worship together. Just flow with me. Tonight, like I told you, I'm just here to worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Philip, come on. Thank you. worship. Forget about it. We're not doing a show tonight. We're not doing a show tonight.
Thank you. sing, sing. Sing to your Father. Let him hear your voice tonight. One more time. Thank you, Jesus.
Tuning into the High Praise Cathedral Live right here in Eastern Michigan with Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. We are going to take you into the sanctuary right now. Again, happy Sunday to you all.
I'm going to stop moving to it. Hey, man, I can have it all the time because this is time to be blessed. So when I say it's all the time, you're also going to respond by saying it's time to be blessed. Amen. Because we recognize that the benefits of giving is always recognized after we see this. I was seated in headquarters in my office this week. A young lady came from, by the way, of Chicago, out of Florida, and said she had a word for me. I believe in prophecy because I'm prophesied. My wife is prophesied. We've seen it come to pass. And she said something that I've already been doing, and I got happy. She said, God said, it is time for you to sow like never before. I said, God said you ought to help everybody you can help. I said, that little, I've been trying to help folk, give away calls and everything, help people out, help pay off churches. When she got the proper sound, I said, I did all that. And I believe God. And I have to remind you what God said, because the preacher just preached. God has not forgotten. My wife and I traveled all over the country, helping pastors pay off their churches, helping the saints here, I praise, giving away cars, letting folks have houses over their head. They've been doing some things significant. I said, well, thank you, God. Let me know he see what I'm doing. Because he said, 2015 is your payday.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, I'm getting out of there. You started already. Amen. I don't know God will bless you if you give. But there's not so need for anybody to be slow about doing it. There's no need for anybody to be hesitant about doing it. Because you recognize on the other side of your giving, there is a return. You know why the casinos are so packed? Because folks think if they go down there, they're going to win something. Well, I got a better deal in the casino. The Lord himself said, prove me now. And I'll pay y'all. I'll pay you more than you put in. And he said, this is how I'm telling you. Give bountifully, reap bountifully. And he said this, give sparingly, reap sparingly. So I'm telling you, you don't need to go to Motor City Casino. You don't need to go to MGM. You don't need to go to Greek Town. You don't need to go across the waters to Canada. It all happens in the house of the Lord. Everything you need, God is going to supply. But it's predicated on one thing, your ability to seed. It's seeding time and it's harvest time. And I'm going to pray for you that you obey the Lord and don't rob God. There was a young man in my church early on when I first started pastoring. I really was teaching tithing. But this young man got a group of the young people, took him off to the side. I said, we don't have to tithe. That tithing was in the Old Testament. It ain't in the New Testament. See here, see here. I said, listen, son, tithing is a momentous, continuous, obedient act to God. And God said, if you don't do it, you're robbing me. He said, if you don't do it, you're cursed with a curse. Let alone that young man started having a church in his basement of his house. Some of the people from our church left. They left and went with him in the basement of his house. It lasted for a while. I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to leave a ministry, don't leave doing anything against leadership. You're doomed to going out the door. We'll hear about you. Because it ain't going to work. I'm telling you, it ain't going to work. This child may look good for me. He left the church teaching against tithing. Got this church. And then all of a sudden, you know they need tithing. Nobody pays tithing. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. What sort of man self that should also bring? So he talked against tithing in his pastor's church, but he got his church, nobody tithe. Trying to have church in his house. Oh, you know what? Because nobody was tithing, the lights in the house were turned off. Then the gas was turned off. And everybody there didn't have nothing. The people wasn't even prospering. The people under wasn't even prospering. Now he closed up. Don't try to defy God. The Lord did it. But the same God that did it is the Lord that... Y'all ain't listening to me because I thought I could anywhere to take it. Maybe some of y'all don't believe God will take it. I dare you to keep trying. Dare you keep playing with God, see what he'll do to you. The Lord give us him and the Lord take us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I didn't say that to scare you. Just remind you how important it is at this juncture of worship for you to obey the Lord. The same God that saves you, the same God can curse you. And I said to the person who's talking about, I said, well, it's just the scripture. Curse or the curse. Ain't had no lights and gas all in the law. And it had to be in the cold. No lights. All the children have light, they have to go to a relative's house just to enjoy some lights. Can't live on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for so long. Amen. Every now and then, I want a piece of chicken. Every now and then, I have a little child steak, but I don't eat meat. But every now and then, I'll take a bite out of one because I know beef is not good for us. I'm not against y'all want to eat it all you want. Eat whatever you want. I'm just saying what I don't do. I'm trying to make 79. I'm trying to make 89. I'm trying to make 97. And then my daughter here said 120. All of y'all want me to be 120. That's good. But when I get to be 120, I want to be a Steve, be able to do like this. I don't be no 120 won't be in the church. You want to be 120? Here you go. 120. What is this? Oh, no. It's 120, though. What's your name? Oh, no. Billy Neil Johnson was leading a quartet, and he was singing. And he just sang, why does that sing make you so happy? In the middle of the song, he said, wait a minute. Y'all don't even live 120 to be preachers at home. What's your name? I want to know where I'm at. I want to have a good time saying and praising God and join the saints, knowing who is here and who's not here. Praise the Lord. If I'm going to live a long time, I want to enjoy life to its fullest. When you get to the place you can enjoy life to the fullest, it's time to go on to glory. It's a better place. If you can't live down here happy, go to glory and be praising God. So it's time to give. It's time for you to be blessed. Don't rob God. and you'll continue on in the beauty, fullness, and in life and fullness. God has things to you that you're not even thinking about. I was pulling up my toe, my wife, I said, honey, did you ever think when I proposed to you the Lord would take us this far? She said, yeah. You believe the Lord will take us? Yeah. She said, because I saw it before I got you. So I knew we were going there. Here we are, walking by faith, not by sight. Let us pray in the head, God. Father, we thank you right now. We give glory and honor and praise for all things. Bless us as now we go into the observation bringing to you the tithe and the offering out of obedience. That we be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody standing. Position yourselves. You should have two envelopes in your hand, one with your tithe and one with your offering. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put this in yourself and be ready. You're going to know an happy, obedient person here today.
Thank you. Thank you. Every disease, you are to God. So great I am, I him. I want to remind him, Lord, to get this right behind him, Lord. Remind us of the mother. You know each and every last one of our needs, Lord. Lord, it's only you, Almighty God, that has been for the divine needs, Lord. Give us divine wisdom and understanding of your word, Lord. Give us divine wisdom and understanding of who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Every spirit of addiction that is affecting the truth of life, Lord, Lord, we cancel it on the blood of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we put it upon that throne of grace, Lord, because we know our needs, Heavenly Father, because we're nothing without you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory, Heavenly Father. Glorify your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All the people said amen. God is a prayer answering God. Praying for the Trayvon Martin family. What a tragedy. A mother has to be without a son. No justice has been done. I'm just as heavy as though it was my own son. I know my children travel all over the world. It could have been one of them walking in the neighborhood. But all the talent they have to offer, now suddenly taken away. So I put myself in that place. We include that in that prayer today. We have a guest, young man, Sister Janine's son is an artist, and she brought him today. And I would like for him to do a shamanic solo before I bring the message. Once again, I'm bringing a message in place of the expected messenger today. Sometimes I recognize that all things work together for good. And the love of God. I love God. How many of y'all love God? Expected speaker called me this morning and said that I would be here, apologetic for not We just thank God that it befalls my responsibility because God has given me this assignment. If nobody else does it, I must do it. I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me. I ask that you give your undivided attention and hear the best of the Lord at this time, the shamanic solo.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. If I've never needed you before, show and restore all the faith that I left with while I was in searching the world for more of the truth that I have in me. Show my best friends. I know indeed I stretch my hands to thee. Come and see me.
I already have a heavy voice, so I don't need to
be the bass line, give me more treble level, just a little more volume. Get me, as Jasper Williams used to say, get me right. Get me right so I can preach. I don't want to preach with a dilemma. I want to be right. I want to be clear. I want to enjoy myself. If I don't enjoy myself, I can't put out the best. That was very clear earlier, so I want it back like it was, so that I can do the best that I can do. Thank you very much. Right there, don't touch it more. Job chapter 1. I'm going to be reading from the, no, let me read it first out of the King James Version. Job chapter 1, and then I'll read it to you out of the New Living Bible. I had this Bible for so many years and used to preach out of from around the world, and then discovered it again in the archives of my library, and I enjoyed reading it so good till I just wanted to take it in the verse 6, King James Version. If you have it, say amen. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also. Let that sink in a little bit. The sons of God came to present themselves unto God. And Satan, everybody repeat with me, and Satan came also. And it goes on to read, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence wilt come thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered of my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. All people said amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
You may be seated. I want to use a dual subject. I preached this years ago when I was about 37, 38 years old. That Sunday morning I preached the man that God bragged on. That's back in my first little storefront church. If I said the man that God bragged on. But I want to kind of hook up another subject with that. Faith on trial. I'm going to say it like this. We boogied a while in here last Sunday about that faithful sermon. We got down on that sermon then. I got down because I feel like I was all up there. I don't know. Faith works. But today, bear in mind that God brags on a man that obviously he recognized had total obedience unto him. There's another man in the Holy in the Old Testament scripture, well, we hear that anyway, that God was so pleased with until he granted him and called him the father of faith. I don't know, you may or may not remember his name, but his name was Abraham. It was before God changed his name from Abram His first name was called Abram. But when God observed his faithfulness and his commitment unto him, he changes his name. I want to recognize the reason why God could change his name, because obviously he was pleased with him. So pleased that he changed his name from Abram to Abraham and then said, out of you shall come many nations. And he takes him down and he demonstrates how he's going to bless him. When God changes your position in life through salvation, what did I say? In life through salvation. What then is salvation? Salvation is redemption from death. Salvation is not redemption from sin, but it's redemption from death. Because even after you get in place, sin still desires to rule. That's why we read the scriptures sometimes. All of the New Testament text says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Salvation does not redeem you from sin, but it makes you cosmic to sin activity. And that's where you now recognize. See, before you were caught up through salvation, you walked around on weekends saying, if you can't love the one you want, love the one you with. And that got real deep with it now. They don't care what gender it is. That's how wicked our world has become. Man with man and woman with woman. Because that happens to be the one you with. That devil is alive. That tells me that he has not ceased from his plan. Don't look at me funny, because when I preach the truth. Ain't nobody around here acting like y'all all that. Y'all got a long ways to go. Who's speaking in tongues and shaking, swapping? You still got a long ways to go. You got a long way to go with your supposed sanctified Holy Ghost real self. You got a long way to go with your sometimes lying, with your sometimes dealing with your temptations. If you want to know this, just fix me. The scripture says the righteousness is an infinite. So you ain't got that yet. But you ought to be striving hard to get there. What I used to be. I was expecting a little preacher, but God was expecting me to do this today. I recognize that our righteousness is we compare what God wants of us. We used to sing a song, I have a long way to go just to be like the Lord. And then I say, amen. But nobody won't acknowledge they're short. Won't everybody feel like we're all that in a bag of chips. How many times was your black not on when it should have been on? Jesus said, let your light so shine before men they may see your filthy works. You just won't open except you being saved. You know you are not really saved. Your age is you this morning. Yeah. Like, hey, this is one of you that sick. You need to come out of it.
I don't know.
I don't know where you was at last night, and I don't care if I came out where I was at. Some preachers ain't even fit to stand in the pulpit. Some so-called saints ain't fit to be called saints because you haven't come up to where you need to be. Paul puts it like this. Therefore, can I preach like I want to? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Says, all things are passed away. Let that soak in for a minute. I want you to write down three things that you used to be. Three ways you used to act. The three things you used to say. And seek in a mark of approval. Now, I ain't asking you to tell me. You approve or disapprove yourself. The Bible said, ye shall know them. Thank you. And the truth shall make you free. Who's in here and who are praising God, and to some degree you were kind of found and couldn't get ready to there cause you down. Somebody say. I think that's wrong with you. Y'all gonna like me, y'all wanna try to get another pass after today. Guess what? I go home with my mind clear and did what God say do. I am just God's robot. Somebody was telling us a testimony Friday morning, they were saying, how their relative went into surgery. I hear Sister General said they went into surgery, but the Lord blessed them and they came out all right. I said, you know what, why are you saying that? The Lord said this to me. The doctors are nothing but God's robots. When he go into a body, it has to take the hand of God to direct his mind, to direct his hands. So the doctor don't get the glory. The doctor is being used by God. When the doctor finishes, you need to thank God. And I thought about myself, I'm standing here today expecting a speaker to come and speak to us who apologized for not being here last time, but he's going to make it up to me today. But he didn't come today. Now, when he comes back next time, I said, that's all right. Thank you. preaching, y'all. I'm not preaching. I'm just up here. Y'all get a word for me to come preach. I'm not saying anyone will stay on track. Remember, I said, stay on track. Satan has not ceased one moment from doing what he's ordained to do. Satan was kicked out of heaven. You mean to tell me Satan come out of heaven? Yes, he did. He came out of heaven. He was the chief worshiper. He was saying it is different than any other being ever made. They saw him. There was praise coming out of his side. He was a worshiper. He was made for nothing but worship. Instruments was all in his body. And when he prayed, he had the presence of his disciples. Some of the angels out of heaven came to assist themselves unto God. The living angels came to him. That's why I'm not as worried about how I'm acting in prison. And when we come to praise God, some of the people in here that is not of God. All right. I ain't talking about you, ladies. Some of you ain't not of God. You're not of God. You stay on land and all. You stay on drinking. You stay on smoking. You stay on snoring. You stay on lying. You stay on living. You stay on thank you, Jesus, for letting me preach today. That other preacher ain't got no riches up in here today. Y'all got to hear this today. Thank you.
Thank you. Come down and out. Come from where you are.
And this is where I want to be prepared to go with God when he comes. This is the place I want to come. This is the place I can be helped. This is the place that gives me inspiration. This is the place that I want to be saved. Just want to be a member of the church. Come on now. Come on. Make it very clear to you. Come on. God bless you, brother. Somebody else. There should be no message preached if nobody don't come to the Lord. Every time a message is preached in the Word of God, somebody responds. You're here today. You need to have a place that you can be free to worship the Lord. Step out from your seat. Come to the bishop. I've been blessed in this service today, and I look forward to other blessings. Come on now. Come on. We'll take a building over here in this corner. A building of kingdom law. You exercise your freedom in God. Your faith will be built up here. You'll increase here because we believe in giving God our best. Is there another? Come on. Come on. Come on. God bless you. Come on. We thank the Lord for this church. She wants to be a part of this church. Let's give God a prayer. Praise the Lord. We're moving on. We don't want to leave nobody out. Don't be ashamed to step out. As a young lady, we're just going to let us give your name, phone number. We're going to be looking at this time. Now, praise the Lord. Is there another? Praise the Lord. All right, God bless you. How many enjoy the word today? I want you to sort of tell that word today. I need 25 of y'all to believe God for $100. I have an envelope, sandwich envelope right there. I want you to believe God. That's the problem. That's just an offering. Thank you. I want you to sow $100 into this ministry today. This envelope says special offering. Special offerings carry special blessings. All I need you to do is come and take it. Go back to your seat. I'm going to be calling for it in a few minutes. How many did I say I need? 25. The first one makes it 24. The second makes it 23. Come and take your offering. Envelope of $100. Put it in the envelope by faith to believe God. I promise you, your sowing is not in vain. Who is it that believes God will step out by faith for $100? That's right, come on. Bless you. Is that love? Dealership, one of the salesmen came out, looked him up and down, and said, back that dust and see us all new. So well, that car cost, you know, back in the day, Cadillac cost about $9,000. That car cost you $9,000. He said, no. He said, well, you got to have $9,000 to buy. He said, when do I sign the contract? They were laughing at him. Yeah, come here, look at this guy. Somebody going to buy a Cadillac. They want to know when he was signing the contract. So he took him in the office and set him down. We got to come out of his old coverall pockets. He had $9 on the table. Can't trust a person. By the way, no. Sometimes folks look like they got a whole lot of money. All their money is on their back. Shirt, tie, anything. $2,000 clothes and won't give $2 to the Lord. I need 23 more persons. Now, I don't have nothing that God don't tell me that. Somebody, God wants to bless, he wants to do something special for you because you're obeying him. Was it Mike Murdoch says when he gives sometime, when he gets through giving, he on the way home and says, well, that God or what? He said, because when you give, it hurts. Sometimes you question the Lord. He said, oh, the blessings begin to come back. And God reminds you. He reminds you. So there's 23 more persons here today. You think you can't do it, but you can because God calling for it right now. I don't want to be God's nigger. And then I move on. We got a testimony. We will help somebody make up their mind. All right. Let's receive about the amen.
Hey, Lord, everybody. This just happened to me on Friday when I went to pick up my son. Well, actually, it started last Sunday. I either misplaced or somebody took $20 from me. That time, I don't know where it happened to it. Let's start from there. That was last Sunday. So, like the whole week, I was tested. The whole entire week, I was tested. So, getting to Friday, I went to pick up my son from camp. He was in Mayville, Michigan. And as we were coming home, I dropped Mayville, Michigan, and I dropped my grandson on the east side of Detroit for a summer job. Now, he don't know none of us, but we can go to 16. We come from the suburbs. Amen. So, anyway, I dropped him off at 8 o'clock in the morning on the east side of Detroit to go to summer camp. Went all the way to Mayville, Michigan to pick him up. And we were coming home, my car had a blowout on 75 freeway. So we pulled over, and I had my friend with me. And so he began to change the tire. As he began to change the tire, the bolt broke off. As the bolt broke off, first calling no engine for the bolt hit in, the load broke off. We on the side of the road. So anyway, this man, Angel, came by and stopped. And he began to try to help me fix my car. And so as he began to try to help me fix my car, the bolts and whatever you want to call it, little folks came and spinning, and it wouldn't catch. So he went back in his truck, and when he went back in his truck, praise God, he came back. When he came back, he gave me a book and $100 bill. Never met any poor man in my life. Gave me $100 bill and put it in the book. And when he put it in the book, on the top of it, said, everything is safe for Jesus. And he had a stack of cards in the front of the book when he gave me that. So when I went back in his car, the car wouldn't stop. My car wouldn't stop. So I came inside crying, and I realized, God, it was only a test. And you got to walk in this test. So it's only a test, and you got to walk in this test. But as I began to get to stay calm and be quiet, and then I looked at my friend, and we got to pay. I said, you know what? It's only a test. So as I began to start thinking about it, stay focused. So we still focused, and we still focused. We called AAA. When AAA did not come, they called me on the phone, and they told me that they couldn't find them. Now, where's your place?
They in some cases said they can't find them. So I don't know what would happen again, you know. So make a long story short, my son came, and if my son came to try to pick me up, he would get his, well, put the charger on the car, try to start the car up and everything. And I had a client and my son that got sit in the car, and the car would call him one day. So what we did, my son, we were on two levels on 75 and four lane road. Praise God. And I had to trust God for my two levels, which was not actually on the car. But I got a phone call from my grandson, said he was ready to go. Never took the bus before. If I had to guide him on the bus to try to get him back to the east, I went out of Detroit. Got him on the wrong road, he was going down the highway.
Now, God said,
that there are 25 persons that get an allowance. Some of y'all been giving, 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 giving. But God wants to try you. Your faith is on trial. Your faith is on trial. I ain't got another. That's the one I want. You know why? Because I know what God's going to do behind that. Now, what I'm going to do now is give everybody an opportunity to join these that have already taken in the Lord and get as close as you can to what God has called for. Get your best offering in your hand that you have to offer to God this morning. Stand to your feet with your best offering in your hand. Stand to your feet with your best. I said, everybody, stand to your feet. Everybody, I'm like the prophet of the widow. I said, before you fix your cake, fix mine, and God's going to bless you. Everybody, stand to your feet. Get the best offering in your hand and bring it here to the envelope. For those who got the envelope, put the envelope down below. Hold on. All right. Let's do it that way. Start coming. Get your best up and sit on the altar. Come on. Those who took it for
that you all have been blessed by that great, powerful service, great message by Bishop Clarence Hatton. I'm telling you, we thank God for you all tuning in all over the world once again. We want to say God bless you. We love you.
Hope that God loves you. Happy Sunday again. Have a blessed day, night, whatever time it is in your place of residence. We want to say God bless. And it will be the pastor will write a lecture in a great way. God bless.
Somebody get ready right now. Get ready right now. It is not about no man. It is about him. Worship him. Just worship him. Forget about everything and just give him all that he deserves.
Our name is Jesus. We will magnify. You deserve